Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hello there, everyone. Thank you for joining me. I'm having so much fun with these podcasts. I have to tell you, it's one of my favorite things to do every week. It gives me the opportunity to really express what I'm working on in my own life. And believe me, I don't have it all together. You know, I make mistakes. I take days off when I shouldn't. I eat things I shouldn't be eating and procrastinate and don't tell the truth sometimes. And, you know, I don't have it all together, but I'm a work in progress. And so every week I get to share what I'm turning the flashlight on this particular week, what I'm focusing on. And I hope that you're gaining something from it, you know, at least just to know that, you know, not everybody out there has got it all together and you're the only one in life that is not meditating every day or practicing yoga every day or doing everything you should be doing. So let's all just start from there. You know, we are perfect beings living in these imperfect situations and with conditioning and belief systems that hold us back sometimes. So it's about really just waking up, getting really, really clear on what's going on, what the truth is right here, right now, today, and then working from there and just doing the best you can, having some fun along the way, being kind to yourself and kind to others. And I think it just makes for a really nice recipe for a life well lived. So without going on and on about that, let me get to what I want to talk to you about today, which is your non-negotiables. What are your non-negotiables? Last week, I spoke about what are your hell yeses or your hell yeahs. I had so much fun with identifying my hell yeahs that I started to think about what are my non-negotiables? What's the stuff that I need to do every day for myself that creates the framework for my health and well-being, for my mental well-being, for my physical health, for just creating a life that is stable and steady so I can go out and do my hell yes and have the space and the clarity and the confidence to lean into the hell yes of my life. So what are my non-negotiables? I started thinking about that this week in prepping for this show. My non-negotiables are things that I do every day that nothing interferes with, that don't cause me a whole lot of drama or emotion. It's just, yep, this is what I need to do today for myself, for my own self-care. And I know that if I get these certain things done in the books, I'm going to have a great day. You know, I've talked about when you win the morning, you win your day. So what are your non-negotiables? I'm going to go through mine, and most likely you're going to have something there for you to choose from or to recognize in your own life. But the non-negotiables set the framework for your day. They balance your systems. They help you to move through life from a more stable, steady, clear state of mind, from a more healthy, vibrant, energized body. And Aristotle said that the freedom is found in the discipline. I've been working with that for many, many years. I've heard it said a whole bunch of different ways. Discipline isn't a bad word. Oftentimes in our society, we equate discipline with this like super obsessed OCD type person that, you know, has to check all the boxes. That's not the case. There's discipline in our lives that can create an incredible amount of freedom. Oftentimes when I'm teaching yoga, I'll say this, you know, being disciplined in a series of poses, you know, doing the same poses every day, isn't being overly obsessive, let me put it that way, or boring. Oftentimes in a container, as we like to call it in our world, yoga world, when you live in a container where there's certain things that have to get done, you set the framework for incredible freedom and clarity and space in your life. The white space I talked about a few weeks ago, when we are able to have certain things on our schedule that create a pattern, it settles us for more white space in our life. So let me go through what some of those non-negotiables are for me and pluck what feels comfortable in your own life. And before going to that, there's one thing I want to mention. You know, often schools will have uniforms. And the uniforms aren't necessarily to take away any creative style or creativity, although sometimes it does, but creativity away from the students. But in many ways, having a uniform creates freedom for people where you don't have to think about what you're going to wear in the morning. So that's what I'm getting to here. Your non-negotiables are kind of like your daily uniform. The things that you do every day that just takes the thought process out of certain things so that you have more freedom to lean into what is really jazzing you, your hell yes, you know, the stuff that's going to really propel you forward, that's going to really create the environment for creativity and contribution and connection in your life. All right, I'm going to get on with it. My non-negotiables are the body-mind basics. The body-mind basics in my life are moving my body every day, checking in with my breathing often throughout the day, training my mind in some capacity every day, and intentionally practicing gratitude. So four simple things. My non-negotiable stuff that I've got to do in some capacity every day to feel like my framework is set, my body mind is stable. These are the things that I need to do every day to fully contribute and experience my life. So let's go through them one by one. Moving my body. It's a no-brainer, right? I move my body every day. I'm not obsessive about it. I just move my body every day. And I also, on Monday, usually Monday morning, I set out a light plan for the week, depending on what's going on during my week. I know certain days that I'm not going to be able to get like a full-blown weight workout in, so I'll plan in. So I have a planned workout schedule for the week, and then I also, underneath that, have actually what I was able to get done. And that keeps me both honest and flexible because, you know, life happens. Things get in the way. Our plans change. So I am not so obsessive that I don't allow for life to kind of change here and there. So I know that tomorrow I'm going to be on a plane most of the day. I've put a big X in that day because every week, once a week, I've got a day where I don't set out a plan because I know that I'm going to do my best and maybe I just get a walk in. And that would be a bonus if I was able to get a walk in that day. So I move my body every day. And I'm just going to give you some ideas of what that looks like if this is helpful for you. I train with weights 3 days a week. And oftentimes it's in my basement or in our balanced athlete class. But I get 3 weight trainings in a week. I get some kind of cardio in every day. And like I said, it could be a walk, a 10, 15, 20 minute walk, or I'm taking a light jog. I'm on a treadmill. I am taking a spin class. I'm doing HIIT training, some type of cardio. Again, not obsessing, but planning, right? I think that kind of discipline creates freedom and lightness and joy in our lives. And then I've got my yoga practice. So yoga a couple days a week as well. And so that creates just a light container and a plan for my week. I try to get outside every single day. Even if it's a 10-minute walk around my block, that's moving my body in a capacity that's outside. Bike ride. Get get creative. Hike in the woods. Time spent in some time in nature. So my non-negotiable is to move my body. I've got to get the blood flowing. Because when I do that, I feel better. I feel more clear. I feel more energized. It's not just about weight loss, calorie burn, you know, six-pack abs. I've gotten past that. I just know my non-negotiable is to move my body, because that's what keeps me vibrant and feeling alive. All right, that's number one. Number two, check in with my breathing. At this point in my life, I recognize that my breathing patterns are reflecting my emotional and mental state. The way I'm breathing directly reflects, like a mirror, my emotional state and my mental state. Do you know that there is a breathing pattern for every emotion? It's been proved. Science, right? These brilliant researchers have studied breath patterns and emotional patterns. And sadness has its own breathing pattern. Anger has its own breathing pattern. We all know that. And then there's all this nuance in between. Joy, peace, clarity, focus have their own breathing patterns. I know that when my breathing is balanced and I'm breathing in a coherent way, I've talked about it way back in a Are You Breathing podcast. I'll put it in the show notes. And by the way, a couple of people have asked, where are your show notes? The show notes are on my website on the podcast episode. So if you go to that, www.carabradley.net, go to my podcast list, and you can click there and you'll see the show notes and all of the books I mention and other podcasts I mention, people I am studying with. Anyway, coherent breathing is a way of breathing in rhythm, in a deep rhythm. It's usually about 5 to 6 breaths per minute. And when we do that, and I've got this great exercise I'm going to put in the show notes as well, to help you train in coherent breathing. When you're breathing in this pattern, it settles your nervous system so that your nervous system is humming in its optimal state, this balanced state. And in this balanced state, we feel calmer and clearer. We shift into this mindful state of being awake and alert, yet calm and at ease. So I check in with my breath several times a day, and I'll pause and take 5 coherent breaths just to reset and recenter myself. So that's a non-negotiable. I can't go through the day without checking in with my breath. And the good news is, if you practice yoga and meditation, checking in with your breath is built in. So you're already doing that a few times a day. If you run or walk alone without music, you're already checking in with your breath. So that, number two, is my non-negotiable. Check in with breathing pattern. Number three, training my mind. Training my mind in some capacity. We have the ability to train our brain to become more focused, less anxious, less reactive, more compassionate. We can train our brain to show up and notice where we are, to notice when we get pulled away from what we're doing. So you can train your brain in many, many ways. I talk about it probably in almost every episode, this body-mind training. It's what I'm so passionate about. The kind of king of all mental training is meditation, is the seated meditation. Mindfulness practice, TM, whatever you choose, but a way to focus your attention and to train in building attention is really the king. So if you don't have a mental strength training practice, a mindfulness meditation practice, or some kind of meditation practice, go to my app. I've got free free practices, about a dozen practices on there to get started. But get started, even if it's 5 minutes a day. This is something that's non-negotiable in my life, training my brain. I know that my brain is a muscle that is trainable. I spent a lot of time training my physical body, not training my mental muscle is really missing the boat in many respects. So mindfulness meditation or any kind of meditation practice is brain training, right? That's non-negotiable for me. Some days I don't get in a full-blown meditation practice. Some days I forget or I kind of push it to the end of the day and then I don't do it. But most days I do some seated practice. There's other ways to train your brain. And that can be in word puzzles, right? You can do crossword puzzles or any kind of numbers puzzle, word searches, or anything that is focusing your brain in a way that is manipulating and challenging your brain. So what are you doing to train your brain? I ask myself, I build it in to my schedule every day. Lately, I've been climbing in a new climbing gym that just opened up near me called the Gravity Wall. I love it. I do it a couple of days a week. And for me, climbing is both moving my body and it's also training my brain, because there's a real focus that happens when you're all the way up in the air looking for this little 2-inch hold to put your foot on. There's a manipulation that's going on that's strengthening many systems in your body. So this is optimizing our systems, which is a non-negotiable for me. How do I optimize my breath, my body, and my mind? My fourth non-negotiable, and this is the last one I'll talk about, I have some others, is to practice gratitude every day. My gratitude practice starts the moment I wake up and open my eyes. Before jumping out of bed, I just pause to recognize what it feels like to be alive, that I've got another day, that I'm going to jump out of my bed from a positive place, from a grateful place. My heart is beating, my breath is going, my eyes are seeing, my ears are hearing, my body is feeling. It's going to be a good day, no matter what happens. So it starts right there. The gratitude for having another day to show up and shine in this life. If you can just start with that, you're already going to win your day. That's my non-negotiable, just to pause. My second way I practice gratitude is in the 5-minute journal. I've talked about this many times. Tim Ferriss's 5-minute journal, I'll put a link in the show notes, gets me to list 3 things I'm grateful for. So first thing I do, grab my cup of coffee, sit down with my 5-minute journal. First thing, 3 things, grateful. Grateful for a person, a thing, a situation. It can change. It could be light. It could be heavy. Every single day, what am I grateful for? And then if I can remember at the end of my day, the 3 things that were great, the 3 things that were so great during the day, whether it be a fantastic meal or conversation with a friend or a hug or some victory. Keeping gratitude close by keeps us grounded. It keeps us humble. It keeps us present. My non-negotiables, body-mind basics. It's what I call it. My body-mind training basics. Move my body, train my breath, train my mind, be grateful every day. These non-negotiables can set us up for the framework for our health and well-being, from which everything else stems. Everything emerges from a well-structured, well-aligned physical, mental, emotional, spiritual framework. We are here. We got this chance. We've got this next day to show up and shine. So what are your non-negotiables? They do not need to look like mine at all. Just giving you mine to kind of as kindling wood for your own inquiry. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what yours are. It is so powerful to have these disciplines, these short little practices, these non-negotiables that aren't about beating yourself up if you don't get it done. Let it go. Let it be. Refuse to compromise, though, because these structures set us up for mastery, mastering our own life's experience, mastering what we want to contribute, mastering our hell yes. Let's go for it. Thank you all. Thank you for checking in. I get so inspired when I hear from you that these podcasts are making you think, making you act, because it keeps me energized and inspired to show up and just blast it every week. Have a fantastic day. We'll check in next week.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.